沙堆旁边有一大堆那个 playground。
But when we arrived at the park, when my kids saw there's a playground right next to the sandbox,
所以他们就往那边跑，然后就冲向那个 playground， 把我一个人丢在后面。
So they actually went to the sandbox and the playground, so they basically left me behind.
然后我就抱着那个手套，我就不知道怎么办。
So I'm left with all the equipments and not knowing what to do.
然后就把那个手套放在旁边，但是我人也不敢走开，因为是新的手套。
So I put the glove down, but I don't want to leave it alone because it's brand new.
然后我就在那边看着孩子在那边玩，我在那边顾手套。
So I just watch the kids afar, and I was just watching the gloves right next to me.
但是神就感动我说，哎，其实，在那天还非常的 enjoy， 看见孩子们在玩。
But the God is telling me that it's actually quite enjoyable watching the kids playing by themselves.
我有自己的想法，这样才比较好玩。但是不是小朋友玩沙就好了。
I was thinking that it's more fun to play baseball, but my kids have their own thinking.
这一点点的进入他们的世界，然后我也很开心，因为我们的手套还在。
So that just shows a little bit of how to enter their world.And I'm actually happy because well, the glove is still there.
然后我们就戴着皮手套玩完以后，我们就戴着皮手套走回家。
So we took the glove back home after they finished playing in the playground.
这是我一点点的小见证。
So that's a little testimony of mine.
有没有人有不用很大，有没有小的？好，请嘉玉。
是的，这个是小见证哈，真的是纯粹是这种心灵里面的哈。那因为我在我们公司里面，我们也有姐妹团契哈，所以我是在职场里面有做服事哈。那就是在我们这个姐妹服事已经有相当长的一段时间。需要翻吗？我想。那就是在前一阵就从去年开始，我就说开始这个姐妹会就是这个。人的心哈，就开始不知道怎么搞。我觉得说，我其实也会觉得说，是不是我们走的方向不太对，查的这个东西不太对，或什么之类，总是会有一些，就心理上就会觉得就是说，好像就又 drop 下来，有时候奇怪是到底是什么样的问题。因为我们有一个姊妹本来都有参加我们的，但是后来就一阵子就一直隔开，就离开了，就都不参加。每一次就是说我有事情，然后每次，而且每次都会过来跟我讲说啊，我下次我一定会去，可是每次都是没有 show up， 所以我那时候心里在想说，这个姐妹到底是什么回事？然后我就心里在想说，是不是我们没有做真正的很真正的关心到她的需要，或什么之类的？可是后来我也在祷告中，自己在祷告中也常常在为这个姊妹在祷告。我想说，我也不晓得是怎么回事，是我哪里不对，求神来启示我，然后。可是很奇妙，就在上个礼拜五，他自己突然就跑过来这样跟我讲哈，这件事情我自己是也没有，我从来没有想到过他自己会跑过来跟我讲。他说：“嘉玉啊，这个好奇怪哦。”我说：“我要远离哈。”我说：“你要离开什么？”他说：“他想要离开神了。”然后，但是很奇怪，就不晓得为什么哈。就神好像神是这么真实吗？他就问我神是这么真实，我说神当然是真实的，你就不用怀疑的。然后他就跟我讲说，很奇怪，他这段远离的时间，就会神就透过一些朋友就叫他回来。那我自己都不晓得是怎么回事，怎么会这个样子？然后我自己很奇妙，我说神果然真的很神。然后他就跟我讲说，我是不是可以回来？我说当然可以啊，我说这个团契就是你的啊。不是说我们这几个人的而已，我们在这边就是为每一个人，你们愿意来，我们真的很欢迎你来。那这个事情就是告诉我，就是说我们真的是不要灰心，看到一些事情好像看起来好像就是很沮丧灰暗，其实神都会在这些人身上做工的，然后你就会看见很奇妙的一个转变在这上面。那我觉得是说神不是那个好像不与我们好像不真实的神，好像在就是好像嘴巴里面在讲，神是很真实的，在每个人身上都有在做工的。
好，谢谢嘉玉的见证。还有没有小朋友？有没有 ？How do you love people? You change the way you love people. 好，小平。
我 Okay, I only realized one thing throughout this last month is I love myself the most. And I feel very sorry.
Okay,
I realized that I really don't have that much love, and I love myself the most.
在上个礼拜的时候，我刚刚发现说，好像，我好像爱自己爱的最多。
And I think I lose patience with children because I don't have love.
我想我对孩子有时候会失去耐心，因为我里面没有爱。
And I think I get annoyed by certain behaviors from other people because I don't have love.
或者说我对其他有些人的行为感到很不耐烦，因为我里面没有爱。
So I want to thank God that to help me have this realization.
所以我要感谢主，在让我有这个想到这一点。
And so with God's love, that hopefully that we will be able to see everybody from His perspective.
所以能靠着主的恩典，我可以从学习从神的眼光来看每一个人。
And of course, my kids can always help me remind me of that when I forget.
当然我的孩子也可以时时来提醒我，如果我忘记的话。
Thank you。
好，谢谢小平的见证。还有吗 ？Once, twice。好，希望我们当然你有见证的话，我们下个月三月份我们有第五个礼拜啊，还有机会啊。但我们接下来我们会结不一样的果子啊，希望我们大家在神的面前。都已经结了一点点爱的果子，能够来呈现给他。我们今天呢，我们所要谈的这个主题是在腓立比书第一章。
So let's open to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比教会是保罗最喜欢的一个教会。
So the Philippian church is one of the favorite church of Paul the apostle.
好，我们要来念第一章第九节，一直到十一节，很短的一段经文。九一一，第九节找到好，我们我来念中文的部分好，然后我们请Malcolm 来帮我们念英文的部分。腓立比书第一章。第九节，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子，并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
And this I pray that your love may be abound and still more and more in knowledge and in all discernmentthat you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruit of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God.
好，我们当我们看到这段经文的时候呢，我们会想到就是说在这个地方保罗有一个祷告。
So we'll see just now that there's a prayer of Paul.
所以在开始之前，我们也来祷告。
So let's begin with a prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你，来到你的面前，我们相信你要赏赐那寻求你的人。我们都在这里，我们都仰望你，我们都等候你。求主圣灵，你来充满在我们的当中，哦，来与我们同在。哦，让我们打开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你律法中的奇妙，也来改变我们的生活，不只在脑子里，在思想上来改变我们，你更在我们的生命当中来改变我们，让我们能够结出果子来，使我们天上的父得荣耀，我们就真是你的门徒。我们谢谢主，靠基督耶稣得胜的名祷告，阿们。好，我们在这段经文我们看到保罗他有一个祷告。
So we see in this passage that there is one prayer of Paul.
他是讲到说要我们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
So it's talking about our love need to be based on two things. One is the knowledge, as well as the next one is the perception along experience.
当我们在想回想到我们过去这几个礼拜的信息，我们发现我们一开始的时候，我们讲到我们要爱一个人，我们要快， 我们要把握时间，把握机会，我们也要很准知道人家的需要在哪里，然后呢我们要很多的爱，要很，那我们又接下
So when we think about the passage of the message for the past months, that basically would talk about if when we love people, that we have to be fast, that we need to be in time, and we have to be delivering with a lot of with accuracy and as well as abundantly.
然后我们又讲到特别廖牧师也带领我们来教导我们说，神就是爱，爱是神是爱的源头，爱就是神的本性。
And also, it is the God is the source of love, so God is love.
然后我们也接下来我们也谈到说我们的爱我们要放下，然后呢我们要进入。
And you also talk about that we need to give up ourselves, and then we actually need to enter into people's life.
今天呢我们要 wrap up 我们这个爱的这个信息，我们要谈一件事情是非常重要的东西。
So we are ending the message around love, that we want to talk about one thing that is very important.
就是怎么样来，这题目叫做怎么样来包装我们的爱。
So we want to talk about how to package your love.
在我们谈这个之前呢，我们先来看在保罗的祷告，就是说我们的爱心呢要在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
So we just read that Paul's prayer was based on two things, how to base on the true knowledge and also on the perceptions.
当我们看到有两样东西，好像是两根柱子一样，把一个爱撑在那边，是有两根柱子，一个叫做知识，一个叫做见识。
So basically, those two things that we mentioned earlier is just like two pillars that lift up a banner of love.
所以我们就来思想到底这个爱是需要什么样的知识，需要什么样的见识，能够来托住这样子的爱心。
So we can discuss how love is will be upheld by both the knowledge as well as the perception.
当我们看到在讲到知识的时候，我们就会想到这个在圣经上面就是充满了神的真理，充满了神的知识。
So the knowledge basically is all found in the Bible. The book of Bible is full of knowledge.
实际上这个字用的很准确，它本身就是指到专指对神对真理的一个知识，一个认识。
So that talk about the understanding of the God's way in terms of knowledge.
我们要知道什么是神的旨意，什么是善。
We need to know what is the will of God and what is goodness.
这就是神所说的知识。
And that's what God talk about the knowledge.
当然不是人间的知识，我们有太多太多的外面的一些知识，但是这边特别讲到是关于神智慧的知识。
So it's not about the worldly knowledge, but it is the knowledge of God's way.
所以我们的爱呢，我们要建筑在什么？第一件事情要建筑在一个知识上面。我们要知道我们是爱着真理来爱我们的弟兄，爱我们的姐妹，爱我们的家人。
So the first thing that we want to base the love on is on the knowledge. It's the foundation.
偏离了这个真理的时候，我们的爱会错误。
So if we depart from this knowledge, then it is the way that we love other people will be different and wrong.
我们会想尝试用自己的爱去爱别人， end up 我们就没有一个人能够爱下去，因为神才是爱。
If we try to love other people our own way, then it will be extremely difficult because God is love. You need to love people in God's way.
所以神的知识也太丰富了，但是我们就抓到一点，神就是爱，所以我们要爱人，我们要从神那边支取爱，我们才爱得出去。
Yeah, with there's very vast knowledge in, from God's, and the most important thing is God is love. So we need to draw upon this truth.
这是第一个要有知识。第二，我们要谈要有见识。
So besides knowledge that we need to talk about, the next one is the perceptions.
到底是什么是有见识呢？
So what is perception?
当如果一个人跟你讲说你真的很没见识，你觉得你那是什么意思？
So when people talk about that you just have no perception, what do you think about?
或者如果有人跟你讲说你有知识没见识，或者跟你讲说你有见识没知识，你喜欢哪一个呢？
So if people talk about, well, you have knowledge but no perception, or you have perception but no knowledge, which one would you like better?
到底什么是见识？
So what is perception?
我们在日常生活中我们想的就是说见识就是你对世界上的事的一般的 尝试或者是一般的这种一种见解，我们一般人是这样用，把见识拿来这样用。
So almost like a perception is almost like the way that you discern what the are being done in the world, the things being done in the world.
但在圣经里面，这个字它本来的意思是讲到说是用一个感官，一个 sense 能够来洞察、来分辨，而且呢，根据经验做出最正确的一个抉择。
But in the Bible, it actually talk about using your own sense to just discern the situation and use the best way from to do the best things according to the Bible.
好像一个 given 的一个环境里面，我们怎么样把神的知识、把神的旨意用出来，用在这件事情上面。
So it talks about how in a given situations, how do you know the will of God and do accordingly?
所以这两件事情，我们可以这样很简单的比方：知识就是理论，见识就是一个应用。
So we can say that basically the knowledge is the foundations and the perception or discernment is how you apply that.
所以当我们在很多的爱心要我们对人有爱心，然后我们要来做一些事情的时候，我们需要有理论，我们也需要有实际。
So when we are going out and love other people, we need to have both the knowledge as well as the discernment.
我们就想到在哥林多前书第十二章特别讲到有两个这个属灵的恩赐啊，一个叫做知识的言语，一个叫做智慧的言语。
So when we go to the First Corinthians, there is talk about two things: the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge.
知识的言语就是关于整个神圣经的知识、真理的知识。我们有那个东西是我们的根基。
So the word of knowledge talk about is the word of God.And that's the foundations.
但是这些知识、这些根基、神的旨意，你怎么去教别人？你怎么去带领别人来遵行神的旨意？这个需要智慧的言语。
But how do you use this word of knowledge to help people and to teach people that you need a word of wisdom?
所以知识很重要，这是我们的根基。但是见识也很需要，因为没有见识，知识用不出来。
So knowledge is very important because it's our foundation. But without the discernment, it is very difficult to apply that.
而且很多的时候，当我们没有见识的时候，人家甚至会敌对、会抵挡我们所要传讲的知识。
So we don't have the right discernment that people will be offended or being resisting the what we're trying to do.
所以他这边特别讲到，就是说要我们能够分别是非，在第十节讲到。
So we'll talk about the how to tell from the right from wrong.
一个分别是非，我们这个和合本我们就把它翻成分别是非。其实原来的意思是讲到能够，它有个小字叫做喜好那美好的事情。
So in Chinese translation, they talk about the telling the right from wrong, but in the subtitle is talk about you like the right the beautiful things.
所以我们就特别讲到一个意思，就是我们要好像认可一个更美的事情，因为他们会 differ， 会 difference， 有 difference， 这样做跟那样做是 different 的结果。那我们怎么样找到他们的 difference， 这样做会比较好？所以呢，最后引申出来的意思就是我们会喜爱那更美的事情。
So in the original meaning is how do you tell and what is the better things and by doing that.The application of that is you can tell right from wrong.
好像我们讲到那个女人来告耶稣的时候，玛利亚来告耶稣的时候，这是一件美事，是一件最好、最更好的事情。当然，钱三十多两银子的钱可以拿去卖，把香膏卖了，可以去周济穷人是好事。但是呢，这个钱，这个钱现在是用在香膏的身上，是要来告耶稣，是个美事，更好。
So we're talking about the anointing of the fragrant oil by Maria.To Jesus, that of course you can sell those fragrant oil for money and kind of give it to the poor, but it is much better to use it in anointing at that time.
所以他这边之前讲到说，这是一个爱心的一个内容，一个两件事情，知识跟见识是在爱心的 deliver 上面，一个做出来的事情上面。
So both.The knowledge as well as the perception is under one banner of love.
我们可以说，就是当我们有一个爱的行动的时候，我们需要有知识，而且更重要，我们要有见识，我们要知道怎么样来爱别人。
So when we go out and spread the love out, the knowledge is important, but the discernment is even more important.
然后我们需要 customize 我们的我不知道这中文怎么翻，就是好像量身定做哈，我们的爱为着我们爱的对象要量身定做我们的爱心。
So to whenever you want to give out the love to any particular person, you need to customize it.
我把它称作爱的包装。
So it's basically packaging your love.
很简单的例子，当我们的小朋友想要当我们要拿一个蛋给我们小朋友吃。
So for example, if you want to prepare an egg for your kid,
你可以给他吃生的蛋一颗。
You can give them a raw egg.
有人是这样吃的，吃火锅的时候我们都是这样吃。
Well, there are people who eat it that way, especially if you do a steam party.
你可以把它做成荷包蛋。
Or you can have over medium or over hard type of eggs.
你也可以把它做成那个炒蛋 scrambled eggs.
Or you can do a scrambled eggs.
你怎么做呢？
So what do you do?
你当然是照你觉得最方便的来做。
Well, you generally want to do it with the most convenient way.
爱的包装就是他想吃什么，你照他的方法来做。
But in terms of packaging your love is not necessarily the most convenient way, but what the person would like to have.
我们对我们的孩子可能都还可以忍受，但是对成人，我们可能就没办法忍受。这个蛋有什么不好吃？你为什么不这样吃？
So it's probably easier to do that to kids, but to adults, it's a little hard because you will just think that, well, what make the difference?
保罗在这个地方，他特别在腓立比书上面写给腓立比的教会，告诉他们爱心。你们是有爱心在知识跟见识上面。
So when Paul was writing to the church in Philippian church, that he talked about just particularly about these two things.
因为腓立比教会本身有非常好的见证，他们懂得怎么样来爱保罗，其他的教会不知道。
So Philippian church has a very good testimony that they know how to love Paul.
腓立比教会不只为保罗切切的祷告。
Not only that, the entire church was praying for Paul.
他们更进一步看到保罗的需要，在财务上有需要，而且常常的来攻击他，好多次。
So they also sees the need of Paul in terms of financial needs, and then they are supporting Paul many times.
所以这是唯一攻击保罗在财务上需要，只有这个教会，腓立比教会。
And that's the only church that actually supplied the financial needs of Paul.
保罗把它称之为是极美的香气。
So Paul calls it the sweet aroma.
但是其他的教会也有想要给保罗奉献的。
Well, there are other churches that may want to give offering to Paul as well.
但是保罗没有收。
And Paul didn't take it.
因为在这个上面他们做的不够另外一步。
And just that because other churches didn't go the deeper.
我们看到腓立比教会，当他不止资助保罗，而且他还差了人，差了他的忠心的仆人以巴弗提，把钱送去。
So we see that for the Church of Philippian not only support Paul, but also they get ask a person if Epaphroditus to give the deliver money to Paul.
所以当我们在圣经看到以巴弗提是他讲到是神的仆人，而且是忠心至死的一个仆人。
And that person is a very royal servant of God.
所以保罗在罗马被软禁做监牢的时候，以巴弗提就来到他的身边来帮助他一起。
So when Paul was imprisoned in Rome, Epaphroditus was right next to him.
所以显示出在那个地方在帮助保罗的事工，他们说他是一同做工、一同当兵的好弟兄。
So when Paul was describing to him that they actually labor together.
所以这是看出来说腓立比教会对保罗的工作是非常非常的支持整个非常的非常的就是支持他们。
So you can tell that the Philippian church was a very very supportive of Paul's ministry.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章特别就讲到说他因为以巴弗提他补满了你们所不足供给不足的地方。
Yeah, so in the chapter 2 of Philippians that Paul specifically talked about that if the authorities will actually was fulfilling what is not being lacking.
所以其他的教会保罗因为怕收了人家的资助以后人家就会说他贪爱钱财。
So Paul was concerned that if he is taking offering from other church that the people will be talking about him being greedy and taking money.
但是保罗就接纳腓立比教会因为腓立比教会差人来而且跟他一同做工这样子的爱他。
Yeah, but Paul was accepting the offering and support from Philippian church because they actually sent people over and worked alongside with Paul.
所以保罗就没有后顾之忧，他也不怕别人说闲话。
So Paul can accept those offering in peace.
这就是腓立比教会，他们不只有知识，而且他们真的有见识，知道保罗的需要，也知道怎么样来满足他的需要。
So they talk about how Philippian church know in terms of knowledge that and also how to support Paul and having that discernment.
所以我们当在圣经上面会看到许许多多的时候，在圣经里面，神他自己的爱也是经过很精美的包装啊。
So in many occasions that the God's love is being packaged along the way.
好像神当耶稣道成肉身来到世上。取了一个人的形状，这个就是一个包装。
Like when Jesus came to the earth, that he took the human form, and that by itself was already a package of love.
约翰福音告诉我们说，他充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
So in the book of John, that talk about he is full of a spirit and truth.
他自己本身就是真理，我是道路，我是真理。
And he is the way, the truth, and the life.
他本身就是真理，但是他来的时候，他包了一层人的一个外表。
So he was the way, but he came in a human form.
而且他是彰显一个有恩慈的人。
And he was manifesting the grace of people.
所以他才能够进到罪人的当中，能够来帮助很许许多多的人。
So that in this way that he can enter into life of many sinners and to help them.
这就是一个爱的一个包装。
And that is the package of love.
我们当我们每次在思想到说，耶稣这样子从天上来，然后呢，把一个爱带给我们，是经过一个包装的时候，我就想到我们中国的字，这个爱这个字。
So just when I think about the how that God comes in into our life, that I was just thinking about a word in Chinese in terms of the word love.
我们今天用的是繁体字。
And we're using the traditional way of writing just the traditional character.
我们来看爱到底它这个繁体字里面包含哪一些成分。
So let's talk about how this particular character is composed of.
第一个我们会看到上面有一个爪，对不对？
So the top one is probably just a
好像一个手。
It kind of looks like a hand.
然后下面呢有一个叫做一个棉布啊。密布啊，一个密布。
And then followed by a covering type of things.
什么是一个密呢？这个碎文解字，这个密啊，就是一个 covering， 一个手巾、手帕之类的东西。
So it looks like it's covering in the middle.
然后接下来我们会看到一颗心，对不对
？And then followed by the word heart.
在下面还有一个那个字，那个都不知道怎么念，我去查了才会念啊，那个叫念衰。
Well, the bottom one, you can see it was.
什么意思？第一个是上面有一个手，然后呢抓着一个毛巾盖，下面有颗心，然后那个衰代表一个人慢慢的走路。
So the bottom one, the word actually means is walking very slowly.
你有没有觉得就是像耶稣做的事情？
You think that looks like what Jesus did when he was there?
他有一个爱的心，他本身是真理，有个爱的心。但是他来的时候呢，他不是用很 power 的一个 powerful 来，他是什么？把自己包装，然后呢，慢慢的下来，从 baby 开始慢慢长大，来到我们的当中。
So this particular word that looks like Jesus when he was there, he wasn't doing things that are extremely powerful. He's packaging his love and walking among people.
好像我们看到他在约翰福音第八章，他对那个行淫的妇人，他不定罪的。
Yeah, I was talking about a In John chapter 8, there was a woman that was caught in an adultery act, and he didn't condemn that woman.
他把大家的罪在那个地方一起显明出来，我们每个人都是罪人，没有谁可以看不起谁，因为我们每一个人都是罪人。
So he was at that time, if you remember the story, that he was showing that everybody is a sinner. So there's nobody should condemn this woman.
所以这就是神的爱，是真理，但是呢，包着是恩典，满满的恩典来到我们的当中。
So this is the love from God that is being packaged.
所以如果我们这边有一颗爱的话，你有个爱的心。
So there's a heart of love.
你很想有关怀或者去帮助你周围的人。
And if you really want to help other people and in terms of
caring
for other people.
很多的时候是我们的家人。
A lot of time it is our family member.
你把这个心给他。
You give the heart to that person.
不一定他会接受。
Well, it's not necessary that that person, the recipient will accept that.
因为不一定不一定合适他的所能接受的形式。
It's because the way that was presented to that person may not be right.
你需要包装。
So you need to package that.
你需要把这个心把它包在一个很好的一个包装里面。
So you need to package your heart nicely.
然后送给他。
Then you can present it to that person.
这个通常是他喜欢的包装。
Generally, you want to do it with things that person is like.
他就能够从这个包装里面拿出来好的东西。
Then that person can receive the love from you.
所以为什么在过圣诞节的时候，你会发现那个包装礼物啊，非常非常的多，到处都在包礼物。
So we can see that during Christmas time, there is many people who do gift wrapping.
为什么？
Why is that?
就是再进一步，把它弄得漂亮，让你好看接受。
So that's because the entire gift will look a lot prettier.
所以我们那个爱的包装是非常的重要。
So the package of love is very important.
我们会发现，在我们一般的生活里面，我们不太想要去包装我们的爱心，因为我们觉得有已经很好了。
So we'll find out that in our day-to-day life that we don't really want to package our love because we think that, well, if I have love, it is already good enough.
我们觉得搞不清楚的事情是，这是一个 favor 还是一个 serve, 一个 serving.
We can't tell that this is either it is a favor for other people or it's serving other people.
我们是给人家一个恩慈，还是我们在服侍别人？
So we are doing people a favor.Or we are actually serving.
如果我们是给人家 favor 的话，这个心给你就很好了。
So if we are doing people's favor, that you know it's probably good enough to give the heart to our love to other people.
不是每一个人会给你一个心，我们给你一个心很好了。
It's not that everybody will give you the love or heart. It's already pretty good that I give my heart or my love to you.
但是当我们想到我们的爱是一个 serve 的时候。
But if you really think about your love is being serving others,
是一个服侍的工作的时候
，is actually the ministry of in terms of serving.
我们就会想到说这个东西人家怎么可以拿到
？Then we'll think about how the other person will accept this love.
我们已经再多一层，这个东西怎么样的变化，人家才拿得到手
？So we already are thinking one level up in terms of how we can package this one so other people can accept that.
这是真正的服侍的态度
，and that is a true serving attitude.
我们会发现我们在家里面的服侍，我们许许多多，我们用很多的心，但是呢，我们没有包装。
So we'll find out that in family life that we have a lot of love and a lot of heart, but that's no package.
所以我们发现好像对方都不接受。
So then we find out that it seems like the recipient just doesn't accept the love that we're trying to show them.
所以我们常常不知道为什么，所以我们就是。不太会多想一步，我们去包装我们的爱。
That's because we don't think extra in terms of how to package your love.
我记得我们以前在公司的时候，有一个同事，他在工作上遇到了一些困难。
So I remember when I was working, there was a coworker of mine. He encountered some difficulty in his job.
这个困难解决不了，所以他的上司就派另外一个很厉害的人去帮助他。
So that because of this difficulty, so this his supervisor asked the help from another senior personnel to help him.
这个比较厉害的这个人呢，他也很愿意去帮。
And this more senior engineer is willing to help.
但是他就有很多自我的主见。
But he's very self-centered.
所以有很多的意见，然后呢，他们在一起谈、一起在讨论的时候呢，就弄得那个同事非常的很累。
And because of that, there is a lot of difficulty in terms of interactions.
原来是来帮他的，现在呢，一个好心，最后呢，变成好像他干脆不要帮会比较好一点，越帮越忙。
Yeah, so it turns out that it almost looks like it is much better not coming to help because the relationship is just not there.
如果我们没有包装的时候呢，我们会产生的一个结果就是不当的期待。
So when we do, when we did not package our love, then there's going to result in one thing that's wrong expectations.
好像以前分享说，我们做了一些事情，我们觉得付出了很多、很多、很多的effort， 我们都做了，但是对方怎么没有感激涕零回来谢谢我们，那还常常来骂我们。
It's just like, for example, that when we are doing a lot of things that we are expecting, The recipient is very gracious, but how come the other person just not even showing any appreciations?
我们觉得好像付出了很多，但为什么好像都没有一点点的回报呢？
We think that we give out a lot, but how come there is nothing in return?
这就是因为人家可能还没有收到我们给他的一个这个信。
That's because the other person actually did not receive the love that we're trying to give.
在哥林多前书特别讲到说，我若将所有的周济人又舍己身叫人焚烧，但是呢，却没有爱，就与我无益。
So in first,
在哥林多前书第十三章第三节，特别就讲到，我们把所有的东西都给人了，然后甚至把身体都献上烧了，可是没有爱，没有用。
So in the first Corinthians, chapter 13, the love chapter, it says.Although I bestowed all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not loved, it profit me nothing.
所以当我们要去关怀，我们要去爱我们的家人，爱我们的朋友的时候，我们要有爱，而且我们要懂得怎么来包装成他们可以接受的信息。
So when we are loving our family members, that we need to understand how to package our love.
这当中就有许许多多的放下，因为这是一个好像是一个两里路的一个功课。
So there's a lot of giving up of yourself. There's something like similar to the walking the one extra mile.
所以我们要小心啊！我就说爱心，我们有三个陷阱啊。第一个是我们不愿意包装。
So there's the pitfall of love. There's three different pitfalls. The first one is we don't want to package.
我们觉得我们已经给这个很好了，你还要什么？
So we were thinking that it's already pretty good for me to do, you know, to give the love to you. And what more do you want?
第二个陷阱就是我们会有不当的期待。我付出了这么多，你怎么对我这么差？
So second pitfall is the wrong expectations that.Like, if I already are giving out so much, and how come you don't have anything in return?
第三件事情我们会看到，就写在哪里？写在保罗这边告诉我们说，要我们做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
So, the third one is talk about the Paul was writing that we want to be a person that is.Honest without any offense or without any sins.
我们中文翻成诚实无过，但是原来的意思是指到很真诚，非常的 sincere， 而且呢不冒犯别人，不是 offenseless， 不冒犯。
So in the original language, it's actually says this person is offenseless.
是一个非常真诚的来帮助，来爱我们的周围的人。但是呢，不会侵犯，不会冒犯到他们。
And this person is very sincere and not offending.
所以我们常常会发现呢，当我们一个爱心的时候，我们不止不用这个包，我们有时候呢不小心就用这个来包，然后我们把它包了以后，就送给我们心爱的人。
So, well, you saw the illustrations that instead of packaging up properly, you're packaging up, well, somewhat very improperly.
这叫做冒犯。
That is offending.
大家都知道有一件事情在美国是绝对的禁忌。
Everybody know there's one absolute no-no in the U.S.
就是如果先生叫太太开车。
The one absolute no-no is do not teach your wife to drive.
如果你要想要一个家里离婚的话，你就叫他先生去叫太太开车。
So, if you want to tear up a family, then you can ask the husband to teach the wife how to drive.
我有一次在 newspaper 上那个报纸上看到一个文章，就讲到那个太太怎么样来抱怨她先生教她开车的过程。
So there was an article in the newspaper that the wife was describing, is how terrible the experience was being taught by her husband.
非常好的心，先生要来教太太开车，但是。就是怎么这么不开窍哈、啊？这个怎么这么不懂？这很简单的事情，为什么你不会
？It was a very good intention if the husband wants to teach the wife to drive, but the husband will say, "Well, gee, that's very simple. How come you just don't get it?"
我记得那篇文章上面写到说，那个太太特别抱怨说，你知道那个球鞋有多底有多厚吗？踩那个东西没有感觉的。
In that article that the wife would tell that, do you know how thick the sole of the shoe is? There is basically no feeling of, when you step on accelerators.
我怎么知道踩下去有多少？
How do I know how much I step on an accelerator?
但是先生就想要帮助太太，但是常常结果就是两个人大吵一架。
And the husband was trying to help, but the end result typically is they just fight.
我还记得有一次有一个弟兄分享，他说他、在考联考的时候，他有问题不懂啊，他就拿他的问题去问他的哥哥。
And I also remember there was a brother who just was doing a testimony that when he was doing the national exam that there's some question that he didn't understand, so he went to ask his brother.
结果这个哥哥呢，就口气就很不好，虽然教他，但是口气不好，就这样你还不懂，你考怎么考联考？
So even though the brother teach the proper ways, but the attitude was wrong.
所以这个弟弟就非常的受伤。
So it really hurts the that particular person.
伤到一个地步，他弟弟就不跟哥哥讲话，非常长的一段时间。
So that result that this particular person did not talk to his brother for a long time.
那个题目可能已经教会他了。
The younger brother may already know what the question was.
这个心有了，但是包装是非常冒犯的包装。
But this entire incident is a very offending type of packaging.
所以得到的结果是非常糟糕的结果。
And you got a very bad result.
当我们来思想到说约伯受苦的时候，他有三个朋友来看他。
So when Job was suffering, there was three of his friends came to visit him.
一开始的时候很好，大家就陪着他在地上坐在地上哭，哭了几天，七天七夜。
So at the very first, those three friends was sorrowing and crying with Job for 7 days.
这个心好大，七天七夜，我从来没有陪过一个人哭七天七夜，包含我的太太都没有。
Yeah, it's very big. It's in terms of his friends that have a lot of love, and because they are with Job for about 7 days.
我相信约伯受了很大的安慰，这是非常好的一个包装，用这个包起来的。
And I believe at that time Job was very comforted by his friends.
但是当我们看到约伯记再往后看的时候，我们发现这个东西就出来了，因为这朋友开始受不了他。
And then if we continue to read in the book of Job, then the package changed.
最后这些朋友甚至开始责备他，然后说他犯罪什么，就是指责他。
And those friends actually now afterwards kind of accuse Job of having sin in his life.
这就是一个冒犯的一个爱心。
Then the package become a offending type of love.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天在这里，我们要来思想到我们的爱。今天是这个月是仁爱的一个月。
And brothers and sisters, we want to think about this is the month of love.
我们怎么样来爱我们的周围的人？怎么样来爱我们的神
？So how do we love the people around us, and how do we love God?
当我们要来到这个世界，我们来服侍这个世界的时候，我们带着一个爱的心，我们要懂得怎么样来把它用出来。
So we want to know that when we want to serve the community, how do we use the love?
我们不只要进入到我们服事的对象里面，我们还要包装我们的爱心。
Not only that we want to enter into the life of the people we want to serve, we also want to package the love.
希望我们每一个人在这个月，我们可以再重新的思想，我们要怎么样来帮助我们周围的人。
So I hope that everyone is thinking about how we can help to love the people that's around us.
可以结出真正爱的果子。
And we can bear the fruit of love.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们赞美你，因为你是爱，神就是爱。我们能爱是因为你先爱了我们，爱是从你而来。我们赞美你，我们要来感谢你，求你帮助我们，我们的知识不足，我们的见识也不足，我们要来到你的面前。哦，主啊，你常常开启我们灵里的眼睛，打开让我们看见真知识，更赐给我们真的见识，让我们知道怎么样来服侍我们所爱的人，好叫他们能够领受到我们的爱，也能够带出正面的果效。哦，好叫你自己的名在地上得荣耀，也让人看出我们是你的门徒。我们谢谢你赐福给我们这段时间，祷告靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。谢谢 Malcolm。好，我们接下来唱一首诗歌哈。我发现我原来选的诗歌忘了打英文了，所以我想我们那个小平这首诗歌，我觉得唱得很感动，我们再来唱哈，《让爱走动》，让爱走动。走过伤心，走过泪水，让每一颗心再次飞起来。用你的心伸出你手，让每个灵魂再次活过来。让爱走动，让你的爱化成希望的种子，随风扬起，编织美丽的梦。让爱走动，让你的爱化成温暖的拥抱，绽放阳光，编织伸缩着的梦。我们起来唱，走过伤心，过伤心，走过泪水，让每一颗心再次飞起来。用你的心伸出你手，让每个灵魂再次活过来。让爱走动，让爱走动，让你的爱化成希望的种子，随风扬起，编织美丽的梦。让爱走动，让你的爱化成温暖的拥抱，绽放阳光，编织伸缩着的梦。让爱走动，让你的爱化成希望的种子，随风扬起，编织美丽的梦。让爱走动，让你的爱化成温暖的拥抱，绽放阳光，编织伸缩着的梦。让爱走动，让你的爱化成希望的种子，借风扬起，编织美丽的梦。让爱走动，让你的爱化成温暖的拥抱，绽放阳光，编织伸缩着的梦。 主 主啊，愿我们真的像这首诗歌所唱，每一个我们在你站在你面前的，我们都好像一个爱的种子，在各个地方来散播你的爱。主啊，愿我们懂得你的爱，也能知道怎么来带出，来分享你的爱。我们谢谢主。May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.